This is Pedaling the Pueblo, a project of Living Streets Alliance connecting you to bicycle events and news in Tucson. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm your host, Sofia Moraga Franco, Bike Initiatives Coordinator at Living Streets Alliance, and I'm here today with my guest, Elliot Dumont, to chat about the upcoming adventure storytelling series. Elliot, could you introduce yourself for us, please?
Yeah, my name is Elliot Dumont. I'm the owner of Roadrunner Bicycles. We're a bicycle shop on the east side of town and second-generation Tucson-owned.
Can you tell us a bit about how the adventure storytelling series started and why?
Yeah, as I have personally gotten involved in more kind of quote-unquote adventurous activities in the outdoors and being born and raised in Tucson, I really realized, especially during COVID, that adventure doesn't have to lie in some far-flung place nor cost a lot of money to access. So for me, the storytelling series came about as redefining what it means to adventure, and specifically redefining what it means to adventure in our own backyards here in the Sonoran Desert and in southern Arizona and in Arizona in general.
Mm-hmm. So what should we know about this year's event in terms of time, date, the focus of it?
Yeah, so it's April 23rd. The series actually starts, or the event actually starts at 5:15 with a community bike ride from Armory Park hosted by LSA to the venue at American Eco on South 4th Avenue. And then from there, it is a happy hour from 6 to 7, and then stories begin at 7 going till about 9 p.m. The theme this year is going to be accessibilidad. Or accessibility, and it came about as a realization that adventure, you know, for many of us, we take for granted our even access to adventure, but for many in this community, there lie many barriers to accessing adventure, the outdoors, even our own infrastructure and transportation system. So it really lent itself to a worthwhile cause.
And the proceeds for the event are going to FUGA, is that right?
That's correct, yeah, FUGA. So Familias Unidas Ganadas Accesibilidad. They're an organization in South Tucson that focuses on the bicycle as a way to create community and change, not only in South Tucson, but greater Tucson in general. And we felt like they were a really great organization to partner with when it comes to accessing not only stories of people, but also their cause to eliminate barriers for people to access the outdoors and to a healthier lifestyle. We're really excited about this as our fourth event in the series. We started it off kind of just to see what would come of it, and it's been a really fruitful journey, and we're really grateful to be partnering with Campfire Cycling, Living Streets Alliance again, and FUGA on this one. So it was a really collaborative effort, and I think going to yield some really wonderful stories and a great experience for not only the storytellers, but those attending. So please come and join if you're free April 23rd. We do ask that you register for the event. You can find registration links on the Living Streets Alliance website, Roadrunner Bicycles website, Campfire Cycling website, another partner of ours. I believe FUGA as well has it up on their website. It's through Eventbrite. It is donation-based, but we like to get a good head count as to who's going to be there.
This has been an episode of Pedaling the Pueblo with your host, Soph, and guest, Elliot. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. And to find out more about Pedaling the Pueblo, visit the program page at kxci.org.